WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
In interviews, comedian Andrew Dice Clay has expressed high hopes for his film debut in Ford Fairlane. But guest film critic Owen Gleiberman says Ford Fairlane and the Dice Man end up in a heap.
Finally, a controversial comedian who lives up to what his critics say about him. Unlike Lenny Bruce, Richard Pryor, or Eddie Murphy, Andrew Dice Clay really is just a showbiz opportunist who uses dirty words and cheap insults for shock value. The most surprising thing about his act isn't that a lot of people find it funny. Sometimes dirty words and cheap insults are funny. It's that his black-jacketed, Fonzie-on-steroids routine actually passes for retro-cool. Clay likes to claim that that swaggering Brooklynese greaser known as the Dice Man is just a character he plays. I'll buy that. But what a two-bit character. It's no wonder liberal intellectuals can't stand the guy. More than any pop phenomenon in years, Andrew Dice Clay's success represents the victory of the dumb kids over the smart kids. In the ramshackle Private Eye parody, The Adventures of Ford Fairlane, Clay does a thin variation on his stage persona. As the rock and roll detective Ford Fairlane, he hurls insults at people, brushes off an endlessly available parade of rock video bimbos, and generally struts around like someone who's overdosed on his own testosterone. He may be the most unromantic presence in the history of movies, yet I'd be lying if I said he had no charisma. Clay's hateful leer is reptilian, and there's something magnetic in his absolute, fearless conviction that the more he acts like a sadistic blowhard, the more you'll like him. Here he is as Ford Fairlane, talking to his secretary with his usual tact and sensitivity at a ritzy lawn party.
Jazz, I told you to dress nice, not nice. I mean, what'd you think, this was a date? All right, look, sweetheart. You look beautiful. Afterwards, I'll take you, I'll throw a burger down your throat, we'll have a great time.
You're truly a man among men. What do you want from me?
Look, this Colleen Sutton chick I was just rapping with, she's full of surprises. I want you to secretly keep tabs on her for me. All right, good. Hey, wait, who's the voice? Snap ahead. Hey, food boy.
If the filmmakers had clowned around with Clay's surliness a bit more, they might have come up with a genuine black comedy. Instead, the movie's point of view is identical to Clay's. You don't get a break from his in-your-face attitude. Fairlane gets teamed with a gum-snapping teeny bopper, played by Matty Corman, and this has its appeal. The two are like a punkier version of Paul LaMad and Mackenzie Phillips in American Graffiti. And Wayne Newton, who plays a thuggish record company president, does nicely sending up the dark side of Vegas sleaze. Still, The Adventures of Ford Fairlane is a monotonous movie, a dithering hodgepodge of action, satire, and vintage Clay one-liners about anatomical functions, many of which he follows up with an infantile giggle, as if to say, really scored a bullseye that time. Didn't anyone teach Clay not to laugh at his own jokes? Director Rennie Harlan, who also made Die Hard 2, gives Ford Fairlane a luxurious smoke and neon look. Yet for all the media hype he's gotten, Harlan has turned out to be a glossy hack. Ford Fairlane has been made with the sort of hyperbolic flash that looks great in 3-minute MTV clips. Over the long haul, it becomes as oppressively one-note as, well, as Andrew Dice Clay.
Owen Gleiberman is film critic for Entertainment Weekly.